tracks around Australia. Here's Inside Motorsport.
Hello and welcome as we go to Premier Speedway in Warrnambool, the host of the 1999 Australian Sprint Car Championship. Located on the Princess Highway at Allensford, Victoria, Warrnambool's layout is as follows. The pole length is 400 metres, the track surface, a clay sand mix, and the outright lap record holder is Kerry Matson on board his sprint car at 10.82 seconds. Jim Patterson will run us through the starting grid.
The A-Main starting grid, number 1, New South Wales 21, Gary Brosier. 2, Western Australia 92, Ryan Farrell. 3, New South Wales 4, Robert Farr. 4, New South Wales 7, Skip Jackson. 5, Queensland 32, Nathan McDonald. 6, Queensland 95, Andrew Searle. 7, South Australia 3, Philip March. 8, Aussie number 1, Max Dumsney. 9, West Australia 25, Scott Milling. 10, New South Wales 53, Peter Attard. 11, New South Wales 49, Kerry Madsen. 12, Queensland 75, Darren Jensen. 13, South Australia 8, Peter Smith. 14, Northern Territory 31, Peter Stubber. 15, Tasmania 32, David Murcott. And 16, New South Wales 52, Marty Petrovic. Now we pick up the action with 28 laps to go in the 40-lap final.
Farrell leads from Brazier, Farr, Jackson, Madsen, yellow on the circuit. Nathan McDonald has brought on a yellow. Nathan hit the wall on the front straight just by the starter's mark and has run infield. He's gone into a water fountain on the infield and that has brought on the yellow. So 28 to go, yellow flag on the racetrack. As, well, trouble on the backstretch. I only just caught that now. And David Murcott, the Tasmanian, has rolled on the back straight. So a roll now coming out as the yellow was in progress. Phil Marsh, just to let you know, he had spun on lap number 2 whilst in third. He has gone back to nearly the rear of the field as this red flag now is in progress. So as the cars pull up on the racetrack, it will be a short time now, and the crew's already going over to the cars. So actually, nearly all the drivers electing to change their right rears. So the restarting order is going to be very interesting. Actually, Robbie Farr, he could be off pole, his team not going to that right-hand rear. So it doesn't look as if Robbie Farr is changing that right rear. Gary Brazier, of course, one of the young hard chargers looking to recapture the Australian title. He has got a new rear, right-hand rear tyre, so it will mean he will go, along with a good majority of drivers, to the rear of the field. So Phil March, after that spin, as I mentioned before, he has not changed his tyre either. He looks like he'll be coming off position number 2. So at the restart, 26 laps to go, the order will be Robbie Farr, Phil March, Ryan Farrell, the Western Australian, the youngster, having a great run here at Warrnambool, Brazier, Jackson and Kerry Madsen. So as they go back to green, Dumpsy, Searle, Smith, Petrovic, Attard, Millings and Stubber round out the top 10 at the moment. Skip Jackson coming out of 5. Keep an eye on him. He is the World Series champion for 3 years in a row. Also, on the infield, they're just still trying to get McDonald restarted. Nathan McDonald not having much luck there. He's gone a lap down and has elected to pull it infield. He is not going to participate anymore. On the restart, Marches jump. Far is in second place. Farrell back a bit further. Madsen coming through now with Jackson still in fifth place. And March and Farr having a great battle. Farrell and Brazier. Madsen, Jackson, a straight link between Farrell and Brazier. Farr is closing in on March after March managed to pull out about a length of the straight. And he has now got lap traffic in between himself and Robbie Farr. So March, Farr, Farrell closing in. Brazier, Jackson, Dumpsy as the master has gone through. Once again, Max Dumpsy making his way up the field. Farrell dives down the inside of Robbie Farr. Farrell, the young Western Australian, is up in the second place. Madsen's got Brazier, so the New South Welshman, the young guns, all having a great run as Farrell. Farrell is out. He has blown the right rear tyre. He's gone too hard. Brazier is out as well. Both cars blowing right rears. This track very, very hard on right rear tyres. So it's now March, Mazden, Skip Jackson, Max Dumsey with three laps to go. Max Dumsey dives up the inside of Skip Jackson. So Jackson bumped back to fourth. One lap to go. White flag. Phil March is in front. From Kerry Madsen, Dumpney, March, all the pressure in the world. Kerry Madsen is trying, but March has won it. Half a car in front of Kerry Madsen. Third place to the defending Australian champion in Max Dumpney. And just look at what we see from this. Phil March has become only the second man in Australian speedway history to be able to win the Australian sprint car and speed car double. The only other man to do that is George Catnall. A fantastic run. Phil March coming from a spin on lap number two. He has come back and won it. Chris Lambden from Motorsport News. Plenty of sprint car racing over the off-season, but not much drag racing.
Well, yes, I think you're right. Funny enough, I was just been looking at some of the one-arounds of the World Series sprint cars on the TV this afternoon, and you're right, the sprint car racing really is going very well. Drag racing, you're right. These are really big categories, haven't run that many meetings this year, and certainly they're down. And as I must say, the Super Speedway here in Melbourne at Calder Park, Fields have been down, and in fact they've cancelled the forthcoming February meeting because they believe they don't have sufficient entries to put on a really good show. The NASCAR teams do get to run at the Melbourne Grand Prix. They have a support race there, but basically every other category that's involved in out of the Super Speedway, this is their second cancellation during the season. They've only had two rounds so far. This only leaves one more in April, and there is even some question mark over that. So. Mm-hmm. Certainly lean times in terms of the Thunderdome, which is, interesting in contrast with some of the, some other categories in Australia, particularly V8 supercars, which in terms of numbers are booming.
Once again, we're getting into that patch where perhaps we're going to get too many divisions, getting 10 cars of one type, 10 cars of another type, instead of having 20 cars all running together.
Now, look, I think that's a pretty logical conclusion. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Junior Tour concept goes, because there certainly is a bit of a gap below the supercars, which of course are very, very expensive to compete in, and some of the lower levels of motorsport. I mean, it is getting a very good response, as part of something like that happening. Some of the other middle-of-the-road classes that really only attract modest support, to amalgamate. I don't know that there's a lot of talk going on at the moment about where that's all going to end. And you're right, there is the possibility of too much motorsport, and I think that's possibly what affected the Super Speedway out at the Calder Thunderdome. I mean, it is an extra. It's over and above the normal circuit racing and speedway and sprint car racing that we've had for decades. And, early on, the company or the organisation out there really, really got behind it with a lot of money. That's dried up a little these days, and certainly the entries are down at that venue. And I think, I suppose it's the modern word, isn't it? Rationalisation. Maybe we'll end up with three or four fairly solid categories in due course, but I think at the moment it's fairly mixed up, and I think the unfortunate thing is that the governing body of motorsport, really isn't taking much of a role in this. They should be leading the way, helping to make these decisions, making it happen. But at the moment, I must say that the free market is being left to operate, and I think that's not really the right thing to do.
Coming up this week in Motorsport News, as it's about to hit our shelves on Friday.
We've got a very interesting feature coming up this week, a name from the past in motorsport who really hasn't been around the scene for about 25 years, but has moved on to be quite a success in business. And we've had a really good chat with Frank Matic, who long-time motorsport followers will remember as an absolute legend of sports car and open wheeler racing back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media in the studios of Triple SFM Canberra via ComradeSat with the support of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.